Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we finish our study in 1 John. We're on the fifth chapter, the last chapter of this book, so we'll listen to the 21 verses as recorded by Faith Comes by Hearing.
1 John 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is He who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, for this is the testimony of God that He has borne concerning His Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning His Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of Him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols.
So how do we know that we love God? According to the first few verses of this chapter and what I wrote back in my journal a few years ago in 1999, we know we love God by our obedience, by keeping His commandments. Our measure of love is seen in our willingness to obey. Now, people don't want to obey God, their parents, their bosses, or each other. They want to do their own thing. But God's commandments are not burdensome. Obedience allows us to overcome the world. Praise God. So how do we know we love God? By our obedience to His Word. Now, many want to overcome the world, but they don't want to obey, and that just won't work. So we need to submit to God, call upon Him, commit to Him, obey, and be an overcomer. Those were the first few verses of this great chapter, and then we continue with verses 6 through 13 about the water and the blood. And I wrote back in my journal, I don't know enough about what this stuff means to fully understand this passage, but I can understand something, and that is, the Spirit is truth. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. And these things I have written to you, that you may know that you can have eternal life. Now, I'm not a theologian. I'm a guy who reads the Bible just like you, and I'm not sure I can take apart this stuff about the water and the blood. But you can go to your church and you can ask your pastor, and I'm sure he will have a great answer. And if not, he will certainly be challenged by the question, won't he? Another journal entry about this passage was that John makes it pretty clear it's all about Jesus, quoting verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And verse 5. Who is the one that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And quoting again verse 11. The testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Verse 12 says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. Now again, I'm not making this stuff up. This is what the Word of God says. So according to these verses, there is only one way to eternal life, and that's through Jesus, the Son of God. And John writes in verse 13, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. So I wrote in my journal in 2003, you talk about God, most people are okay. You talk about Jesus, many get upset. You talk about Jesus as the only way, and people get angry. Yet, in his gospel, John states this fact in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. So it is still all about Jesus. So if I go back and amplify the first journal entry I wrote in 99 about obedience, I wrote again in 2012 that John says we are to demonstrate our love for God by keeping his commandments, and those commandments are not burdensome. Being a Christian is not a chore. It should be joyful to want to obey God's word. And then John goes back to proclaiming the path to eternal life when he says, whoever has the Son has life, and whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. We can know we have eternal life. So what's our application from 1 John chapter 5? There may be many who say you cannot know whether you have eternal life, but John tells us how we can know it right here. So again, it's worth reviewing these chapters in your own spare time when you have these kind of questions. Can you know that you have eternal life? Yes, according to the Word of God, we can know that. So do you know? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life? If you're not sure, I encourage you to go get your Bible when you get home or get someplace where you can listen or read the Word of God, and then go back through 1 John chapter 5 and get some assurance that you certainly can know whether or not you have eternal life in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. I hope you have enjoyed, but more importantly that you've been blessed by listening to the Ezra Project Ad Bible Podcast on 1 John. Daily Ad Bible Podcast began January 1st, 2017. There was one every day that year, and we continue each and every day to bring the Word of God to you through Ad Bible. We move through Old Testament books and New Testament books so that you can get the whole counsel of the Word of God. Tell your friends and your family to jump on board with Ad Bible. They can get it by going to our website at EzraProject.net. We know the world needs God's Word. Our friends need God's Word. Our family members need God's Word. So encourage them to listen up at Ad Bible at EzraProject.net. By spreading Ad Bible, you are truly connecting God's people to God's Word. Father, we thank you for the book of 1 John, the power in this book about forgiveness, about testing the spirits, about the clearest definition of your love for us. We thank you that in this book we can be assured of our eternal salvation with you. Thank you for the encouragement from these words from your friend, the Apostle John, the one whom you said you loved. Love us like you loved John. And we too offer our love to you, not just in words, but in deeds and in truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.